Alors, vu que c'est des matériaux très peu chers, j'essaye quand même de me fournir en grosse quantité. Donc, pour l'instant, je me subventionne moi-même. Le CAPC m'avait quand même acheté pas mal de sacs poubelles, donc j'en ai encore un bon stock. Et puis, de toute manière, les matériaux que j'utilise ne demandent pas vraiment une très grosse recherche, ni un très gros investissement. Donc ça, pour ça, je m'en sors plutôt bien. Et à côté, ben, je fais des petits boulots. Et puis, puis voilà, je m'en sors comme ça. Je vends quelques trucs, des masques. Je fais aussi des masques en osier. Des espèces de parures assez géométriques, des formes très géométriques, très rondes, très... Donc voilà, c'est pas pour l'instant, je vends ça et bah, ça me rapporte un peu d'argent, mais pas encore suffisamment pour prétendre être artiste à plein temps. Voilà, je fais pas gagner d'argent à la sécu encore.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Gil Scott-Heron. My accomplices are first from left to right, Eddie Knowles, a drummer for the Denny Zulu Dance Group, a drummer for the Simba Dancers, and a percussionist for a group called Black and Blues. The brother to my immediate left is Charlie Saunders of the Simba Dance Group and a former drummer for Loretta Parker. David Barnes, a singer for Black and Blues, will be heard later on in the evening. We'd like to do a poem for you called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, primarily because it won't be. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Et donc après les Beaux-Arts, je me suis demandé, parce que je me voyais mal à Nantes en train d'essayer de filer des dossiers à des mecs, à des galeries que j'ai squattées pendant 5 ans à faire les vernissages et à dire que c'était de la merde, donc je me voyais mal exposé là-bas et donc j'ai décidé de partir à l'aventure. Je suis parti à Bordeaux et j'ai rencontré assez vite les gens qui m'ont permis de continuer à faire ça, et c'était une très bonne idée de venir à Bordeaux. J'ai eu beaucoup plus les moyens ne serait-ce que de me présenter en tant que sculpteur et de me présenter en tant qu'artiste. Donc voilà, ça s'est très bien passé, la transition Nantes-Bordeaux, c'est très bien, c'était une très bonne opportunité.
Hello citizens of Africa, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Improvement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 15 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Improvement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins. And we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their conditions. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Improvement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, being in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world. And it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to its standards. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth.
J'ai un atelier appartement. Je vis sur mon atelier. J'ai un grand appartement qui fait office de grand atelier aussi à l'occasion. J'essaye de pas avoir de meubles trop encombrants, style grande table, grande chaise, grand meuble télé, pour pouvoir quand même, si je dois faire des trucs de 5 mètres, il faut quand même que je puisse avoir la place, et surtout si j'en fais 6 en même temps, il faut quand même que je puisse les stocker et les faire vivre en même temps et les construire. Donc j'ai trouvé le bon endroit, mais j'aimerais bien par la suite trouver quand même un endroit pour vivre et garder cet endroit-là comme atelier. Ça fait à peu près 65 mètres carrés. Et donc ça va, pour l'instant je me débrouille, surtout que je suis en collaboration avec un photographe, donc on jongle un peu entre studio photo et atelier clandestin de petits chinois qui tressent le plastique pour moi. Mimosa, on ne demande pas grand chose, donc j'ai pas foutu grand chose. Et puis petit à petit, ça m'a quand même commencé un peu à me triturer, d'essayer de faire des choses un peu mieux et tout. Et donc j'ai essayé de quand même de prendre un peu plus de temps pour travailler. Et maintenant, j'arrive à me mettre à une rigueur un peu, c'est comme un peu le boulot, quoi. J'essaye d'avoir des horaires de boulot un peu comme tout le monde, hein. Voilà. Bon, alors après, moi, je gagne pas d'argent, je fais ça. J'ai un rythme quand même assez régulier. Je sais que de toute manière, être artiste, c'est aussi bosser le dimanche soir jusqu'à 10h, donc parce qu'on se pose des questions et qu'on a plein de choses à faire et que tout d'un coup il y a un truc qui vient et qu'on est obligé tout de suite le mettre. Voilà, c'est un boulot à temps plein, mais en même temps, vu que moi je pratique quand même un art plutôt manuel. Je construis quand même tout de mes mains et j'essaye de... Personne, ça peut le faire à ma place, donc vraiment j'essaye de taffer quand même la plupart de mes journées à ça, quoi. Parce que quand une sculpture de 5 mètres, ça se fait pas en... Enfin, je peux pas la regarder, quoi.
Purple blue on the streets, loose and complete, and the skies all smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? If New Orleans is sinking, man, then I don't wanna swim. See a human.
spooked. Spooked. Anyway, I do that. But I was in the water this particular day, unbeknownst to me, Shamu and Bartholomew, their relationship had gone stale. Seems I was going in there so much, and I was looking so good. Shamu took a shining to me. And they're so smart, those things, you know? They got all these human emotions. Love, lust, green, 100-year-old-eyed jealousy. Bartholomew was livid. Unbeknownst to me, I can't hear a goddamn thing underwater. He came up, he was bumping against me a lot. The stale killer whale, bumping up against someone so pale and frail. How was I to know the killer whale relationship gone stale? Well, he brushes up to me a couple of times. His skin's like sandpaper. I say, hey man, what's up? What's up? What's going on, big fella? What is it? What is it? I don't want to steal your mommy, and I sure don't want to take the place of your daddy. I only want to be your friend. And he circled around, and I thought we were all patched up, and I was scrubbing, and he took my, he ripped my left arm off. The killer whale, they're beast of the deep. They're quite docile and friendly in captivity, but somewhere along the line, the thousands of years of breeding just snapped, and he took my left arm, man. He took my left arm, took my fucking left arm. What is it, Bartholomew? I spoke to him in a language he could understand as I came back. Scenery, saw some little clouds, they looked a little like me. I had my hands in a river, my feet back up on the banks, looked up to the Lord above and said, hey, Carol Banks, sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gaudy baby, I know just what you mean. She said, I swear to God, she said, I know. No.
J'ai fait longtemps du dessin. J'ai fait longtemps du dessin et donc maintenant pour les sculptures, je fais plus trop de dessin. Parce que je me suis rendu compte qu'avec la rapidité avec laquelle je fais mes sculptures, je mets autant de temps pour faire un dessin qu'une sculpture de 5 mètres. Donc j'ai vite squeezé l'étape dessin, prise de tête pour les calculs et tout. Je mesure absolument rien. Je fais tout un peu au pif. C'était pareil, c'est ma formation de modelage qui m'a un peu mis dans ce truc-là. Il n'y a pas de dimension, il n'y a que à faire ressortir ce qu'on a envie de faire ressortir. Et ça, c'est pas des calculs qui vont vraiment tordre la barre de la bonne manière. Et donc, aucun dessin, aucun croquis. J'essayais même de blouser mes profs en leur faisant croire que j'avais des croquis, mais c'était des dessins que je faisais après les sculptures, en regardant les sculptures que j'avais faites. Donc voilà. J'ai une expo en septembre prochain à la galerie Anton Weller, de nouveau. Je vais essayer d'y faire une série de d'hommes écorchés d'à peu près 2 mètres 30, je sais pas encore de hauteur, tout en sac poubelle sur une structure en métal. Donc je sais pas encore trop bien combien il y en aura peut-être 9, comme il y en aura peut-être que 3, comme il y en aura peut-être 6, je sais pas encore trop. Et donc là j'essaye de passer un cap sur le tressage. Avec les dernières pièces, j'essaie vraiment de donner une dimension beaucoup plus esthétique, beaucoup plus travaillée, de nouages, de nœuds, de différentes manières de modeler le plastique. Donc là, je vais essayer de faire mieux que ce que j'ai fait avant, tout simplement. Et voilà, on verra ça, comment ça marche pour ce septembre-là. Et Galerie Anton Weller, Paris 6e, 9 rue Christine. Vous pouvez aller voir sur le site internet Galerie Anton Weller, ANTONWE2LER. Donc voilà. Oui, j'ai vécu avec... depuis que je suis dans l'art contemporain, on va dire, oui, je ne suis qu'avec des artistes, que des femmes artistes. Là, ça fait 5 ans que je vis avec la même femme artiste, et ça se passe très bien, la douceur même. Travail ou une passion, ouais. Ça dépend. Il y a beaucoup de catégories différentes. Il y a être artiste. Je sais pas trop. J'en sais rien. C'est un travail. C'est tout ce que je peux faire. Et c'est pas par passion. C'est vraiment par ni par maladie. C'est non, c'est un travail, c'est un boulot comme un autre. C'est ce pourquoi c'est le plus facile pour moi que je fasse comme ça. Donc, c'est plus facile pour moi parce que je fais ça depuis un peu longtemps. C'est juste une question de facilité, de flemmardise, mais ça prend l'aspect du travail. Mais voilà. Bah, y a une énorme part d'érotisme. Ouais. Tout est léché, tout est esthétique, tout est les couleurs. Plus que érotique, je dirais que c'est de l'ordre de la chair. C'est vraiment dans la chair. Je fais principalement des écorchés quand même, donc je suis vraiment dans le muscle, dans la forme du muscle, dans le galbe, dans toutes ces proéminences qu'on aimerait bien sentir et lécher. Donc voilà.
Thank you.
Salut, chers auditeurs. À la prochaine. C'était Max Boufatal sur Miami FM 36.2. Donc voilà, c'était super cool. J'ai 25 ans, je m'appelle Max Boufatal. Maxboufatal.free.fr. Boufatal, ça s'écrit B-O-U-F-A-T-H-A-L. Vous ne gourrez pas, de toute manière, je pense que Google corrigera pour vous. Et maintenant, vous allez écouter des poèmes que j'ai spécialement écrits pour être lus par ordinateur. Donc voilà, à plus.
Minus one. I entered the hall of the throne without the king being there. I felt my body like an animal who fears no man. I heard the call of wisdom, I found my death. I entered in the storm of earth and the dreams of every people in your bed. Humanity is a thought that all can have. Minus two. All the same for all. I can't give you more, all the same for all. I said all the same for all. You are poor, you are a rich nigger, preacher, farmer, hairdresser, all the same for all. Minus three. As I ever said it, I can't hide my sadness, which is an ache for me. I just could cut it from my own flesh, which should be an ache for me. But I haven't the prize of death. She is due to everybody, which should be an ache for everybody. I can't protect you from death, but I can learn you to think about things bigger. Minus four. My name told by an idiot is a fake. My truth heard by an idiot is a fake. My heart given to an idiot is a fake. I don't understand why I am a fake to society. Minus five. I see what I have to see. I touch what I have to touch. I breath what I have to breath. I sneeze what I have to sneeze. I know what I have to know. I take what is on me and I leave you nothing to understand. Just hear and you will know what you have to eat, what you have to see, what you have to know. Minus six. Big Mama is the chief of the underground society. She steals. She robs. She hides. She makes money for her old days really easy for her. We have all dreamt about it. And little boy was born. He was simply made to destroy everything, and she made it. Now we have to live with this error. Minus seven. Ladies and boys, here is the Wonder Man. He is just as he could. Came to be served and loved. Minus eight. I know the earth of my dead ancestors. I can drive you through dead end streets. I will make you meet dead people, see their hunger and anger. Dangerous ladies and gentlemen, children without fear. Beware of strange shadows returning from dead lands. Minus nine. I think Dad won't come home tonight. He does not want to see you again. Kick it away and don't come back on your feet. Just run. Minus ten. Time is a snake which is eating his tail. Through space, still walking to a horrible rhythm. What are you waiting for? You want me to do it? Do you really want me to do it? Minus 11. We have been given truth and fire. We have been given shame and blood. We have been given everything. But we did not take it on time. Our wisdom drove us in real deep shit. I am happy. I am happy. I am happy. Don't command me because I can't die. You're our last chance. You came and you raped. You were the last chance and you did not pay attention. Minus 12. Once upon a time in a dark country, somebody half man, half Superman, shaped to be a god. Born in earth fire, dead in strange water. He grew up with lions and monkeys, hunted several big jaws, and won empires by cutting heads. He fought me and has broken his gold member. Break it and shout, it was my purpose. My surrounding spirits command me, I have been pushed. I decline all responsibility. Minus 13. Once I had a leg cut off. Just for nothing like that in a second. I could not imagine the taste of a third death. I could not feel life coming back. I step two step, nice to meet you again. It is so boring leaving you. I can't forget what happened this cold foggy night. But you will. Don't call me back. Minus 14. Hello, my name is Nobody. I am happy to enter the family home once again to eat mummy's cake with somebody I met in the street. Minus 15. Bring me your dreams in order to be ruled. I am king, you are queen. And you think you could join me? Sunrise in your sweet dreams. I will eat you to the last toe, and you think you can touch me. Sunset in your sweet days. Call me as a lion who pretends to be stuffed. Minus 16. Savage animals for savage countries. Wild child for wild father. I think human is a slave of his own, and that he can't fly away. His legs are too short, his brain is too foolish, his wife too little. Get bored of infinity, get bored of Earth, get bored of Mars. The last step of humanity is not for tomorrow, but for yesterday. The only thing I know is that I can't remember the good old days running warfields, run, 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 kill, kill, kill. The end of his empire is found in the past. What could we do? Nothing that had ever been done. The last thought of humanity will be for her last step. Somebody helped me to remember, shame on my anger, shame on my hunger, shame on my beauty, no pity. Wolves under your bed, don't worry, babe. Something is drooling under your bed, don't worry, lady, care, take care, here I am coming to eat you.